Good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We got a very timely question from a listener via text. And anytime you want to give us a topic, you can email, you can DM, you can text. The number 79COAST, 207-792-6278, 79COAST, if you want to call or text us. At what age is it okay for kids to be on social media?
Yeah, this is a good question.
Well, it's a question that they've just taken up in Florida. They just passed a law. And at first, I want to say I support it because it bans social media for kids under 14.
Oh, I love that.
And then kids who are 14 or 15 need parental permission. At the same time, I don't want the state saying what I can do as far as what my
parenting.
Kids and the phones are doing.
Yeah.
That's, I think, an overreach of government, my opinion. But I also think kids are on social media too young.
Oh, I totally agree.
You know, so sorry if you're 11 or 12 right now and you're listening. I don't think you should be on Instagram.
No.
You know, and Snapchat? No. Nope.
No. No, but Wyatt's not on any of those things. He can look on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
He will post, but his posts are random. And I actually just told him no more posting, no more anything. You can look, but that's like it.
Yeah.
But he's not on Facebook. He's not on any of that. I don't know.
Well, no one under 30 is on Facebook.
I know. Facebook is not the cool thing anymore.
No.
That's for sure. Riley, I think maybe we let her too early. I don't remember how old, but I think it was too early.
This is one of those disagreements that we have in our house that I just kind of go, okay, you know, we just got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Because I think they shouldn't be, especially Snapchat. That freaks me out.
Snapchat's not,
you know, listen, when I was single, there are things that I use Snapchat for.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't think I would ever want kids to be in the same realm as.
No, Snapchat,
you know what I'm saying?
Opens that door of, I can do this and no one will ever know.
Which is not true.
Oh,
okay?
Right, exactly.
Because you put it online.
Yeah.
It's out there and anyone could know, kids.
Yep.
Whatever you put online could be seen by anyone at some point or another.
Yeah, it is.
So that's an important lesson if you are going to allow your kids on social media. But at what age? 79COAST, 792-6278. Okay, some people say 13. Some people say 16. Someone else said TikTok is way worse. Yeah, well, they're all good. They're all bad. I mean, you know?
Do you think TikTok is way worse? I mean, I guess anything.
No, I don't think.
TikTok, I feel like, has. I think, you know what I honestly think? I think TikTok is like YouTube. The way that
right.
you can scroll and just see different videos and different things.
Right.
So I think everything is not great.
But there's no, I don't think there's a way to really successfully parentally control TikTok.
No. I don't really think there's a way successfully to control any of it, quite frankly.
Right.
Like, I put the parental things, there's a way to get around everything.
Right. 79COAST, 792-6278. Oh, there you go. Fourth grade teacher. Snapchat has caused so many issues. And fourth grade.
Fourth
what is
grade.
That, 10 years old?
Yeah, Wyatt's in 11. He's in fifth. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Heather.
Hi, Heather. What age, maybe in your family, or what's your opinion on social media and kids?
So, as a teacher person, I do not condone it for young children, especially. My daughter's 14. She does have Snapchat. She does have Instagram and Facebook, but she calls me old because I use Facebook.
Yep.
And she's very much aware of the creepy stuff that can happen and the inappropriate stuff. You know, she filters it. She only uses Snapchat with her friend group, and she doesn't accept or post snaps. Her Instagram is private, and she has on all these restrictions because it makes her feel more comfortable, which I am all about.
What grade do you teach? I mean, if you want to say, you don't have to say if you don't want. But.
So I don't teach in public school. I teach in early childhood, but
okay.
I definitely have seen children as young as two with YouTube and stuff in their face, and you know, it's a lot that kids, I think, don't need to have at young ages, especially when they don't understand safety rules. So, but I do think it's a matter of maturity and knowing your children.
Yes.
My son probably won't be allowed on it as early as my daughter, just because
boys are dumb.
He's not. No, he's not dumb. He's just less cautious, I guess, about accepting things. So, but both of my children did get Messenger Kids when they were nine.
Oh, okay. Wyatt has
that. Allows me to monitor who they talk to. They can call family members and, you know, stuff like that. But also, you can't share, as a person messaging these kids, you can't share pictures. You're not allowed to do even.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Wyatt's on Messenger Kids.
Messenger Kids, okay.
So, yeah. Messenger Kids is a safer platform, and it's all parent monitored. So that's when we kind of introduced them.
Is he on Roblox?
No, we don't do Roblox.
Oh, stay away.
Wow.
Just stay away.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it that way. Trust me.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't do Fortnite. We don't do Roblox.
Good for you.
He's played it a little bit. He does Minecraft.
Yeah.
And he likes to play video games with his dad on Xbox, but that's about it.
Okay.
So.
All right, yeah, Heather. Well,
know your kids.
Yep. Man. And you, thanks for calling. Can you imagine, like, in a daycare, you know, kids sitting there with their devices?
No, but also I think what she said was right too. These, like, Wyatt's on Roblox and Minecraft, and they all have chats.
Right.
Like,
there's all different
ways.
It's
impossible to get away from it. Personally, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Snapchat thing. A bunch of people are texting us about Snapchat. You know, it's scary. And here's the thing. Like, we're talking about limiting, you know, from creeps, limiting content that is seedy or inappropriate or whatever. But the other thing too is, like, with social media and kids, there's also the comparing.
Yep.
There's this, you know, thinking that, well, this person has this because I'm their friend on, you know, whatever.
Yep.
How come I can't get a Ferrari?
Yep.
For my first car.
Exactly. Or mean comments. We all know that there's, you know, keyboard warriors that will say whatever, and you and I can handle it. Sometimes you and I can't handle it, but you and I, for the most part, can handle it. And, like, having that to a child, that's a whole other thing. They don't understand that that's just not.
Yeah.
They're just saying things to hurt you.
Well, then there's the other stuff on TikTok where they're doing the chat, you know, destroying stuff in schools, like the bad behavior that then is getting celebrated.
It becomes a trend,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I say keep it to SoundCloud and the Blake Show podcast.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's all they need, you know?
It's not the 5 a.m. hour.
No, don't, no. Actually, on second thought, maybe you should monitor that too. Yeah.